A botnet is a collection of computers that have been compromised through some means and are centrally controlled generally by a criminal. It's interesting because effectively what you're looking at is a cloud computing platform, except that in this particular case they're not owned in the financial sense by one organization. They're owned by one criminal who obviously doesn't pay for the pieces. He uses some form of malicious software to spread, either through a Trojan or a worm or a virus of some kind, infects home machines and office machines and sometimes not even computers, but in fact routers. And all of these machines, without really the knowledge or awareness of the people who physically own them, are actually controlled by a central system, and behind the central system, of course, is typically a criminal.
Wow. And this was all done through something called the Butterfly Bot, and essentially created, they think, as many as 8 to 12 million machines. I mean, this is not small time.
This is probably a good time to perhaps explain the background of this and maybe to correct some assumptions that have been picked up by the press incorrectly.
Perfect.
The software behind this, the particular piece of malicious software, is actually known as Butterfly or the Butterfly Kit. And it's a particular piece of malicious software that was crafted by the person who was arrested in Slovenia last week. Where this first became public was about 4 or 5 months ago. There was identification of and the arrest of three criminals by the Spanish Guardia Civil, who are the Spanish National Police, together with the assistance of the FBI, made an arrest of these three in Spain. These three were the operators of what was known in the security industry as the Mariposa botnet, and Mariposa, of course, being the Spanish word for butterfly. But in fact, they were not the authors. They were actually customers of the author. What was important about the event that occurred last week is that the actual author of the malicious software was arrested. So the mastermind behind the software was arrested in Slovenia. Hmm. He actually sold and customized different versions of the software for end users. So effectively, a criminal gang would contract with him to sell a version of the Butterfly Kit. The Spaniards and the Spanish criminals who were arrested 5 months ago were customers of his, but there were many other customers. They just happened to be very successful with their version in infecting a large number of systems. Now, the number of you know, 3 to 12 million machines is not actually accurate either. It was 3 to 12 million IP addresses that showed up. So it's an interesting number, and it's a number that gets your attention, but it's much more likely that the number of actual machines was probably closer to a million or a million and a half machines. Not insignificant.
Right.
Not insignificant at all.
Now, you've essentially led the Mariposa Working Group. Tell us a little bit about what this group is and how do you help the FBI? What was your role in all this?
So the first thing I want to correct over there is that I was instrumental in forming the Mariposa Working Group, but in fact, the working group in this particular case had no individual leader.
Okay.
The Mariposa Working Group, and the phrase is very specific. If you remember a year and a half ago, we had the development of Conficker and the creation of the Conficker Working Group, which is something that I chaired and continue to chair today. And it was one of the first times that I think we've been able to demonstrate that there is a way of putting together a working group that consists of both public and private sector members that actually get something done and actually achieve something. We've struggled in the past, and it's obviously very relevant here in the D.C. area, where there's a continual call for public-private partnerships, but they generally haven't worked in the past, and it's just the nature of the beast and the legacy of the way the federal government generally works.
They tend to be more talk than actual action.
Correct. And there's a lot of politics involved in it, obviously, not surprisingly. In the case of Conficker, we were able to actually get over that and develop a working relationship that consisted of over 100 countries, members from private industry in a number of those countries as well, besides the governments and the U.S. government. We learned some lessons during that process. And in fact, sort of any time now, there is going to be a publication out of DHS that will report on the lessons learned during config and the development of the Configure Working Group. Mm. When Mariposa came on the scene last December, and this is where dates will become important, the Butterfly bot is a bot that we've been watching since sort of early 2009. Mariposa really became active towards the latter part of 2009, and on around the 7th of December, we realized we were dealing with a situation that was very similar to what we saw with Configure, and we formed on that day the Mariposa Working Group based on the model that we'd used with Configure, but hopefully making use of the lessons that we'd learned during the process so we're able to be more efficient. It was probably 5 or 6 weeks later that the Guard of Seville made the arrests in Mariposa. So once again, we were able to show that the working group model was very effective. What the working group consisted of was security researchers in the private sector, as well as some researchers in the public area, in a couple of the public groups, or in a couple of the federally sponsored security research groups, for example, CERT, CC out of Carnegie Mellon, and NCFTA, which is out of Pittsburgh, together with FBI agents. And as a working group, we were able to, out of the private sector, be able to do most of the research and analysis into both the malware itself, as well as the beginning to identify the criminals behind it. We were able to pass that information through to the FBI and Guard of Seville, who were then able to do the law enforcement segment of it, be able to do whatever they do in actually ultimately getting search warrants and subpoenas and then making the arrests of the three behind Mariposa. That wasn't the end of the process. That was obviously the beginning of the process, because we knew that the Spaniards were actually the customers of the actual author. But through the work that was done by the FBI and Guardia Civil, and then the Slovenian National Police, that group was able to cooperate between them, identify the individual behind the actual author of the underlying software, and that was the arrest that was made last week. In all cases, the forensic work and the analysis and the identification was done by the working group, in this case, the Mariposa Working Group.
Give us a sense as to what made this relationship work better than so many of these public-private partnerships, which have, as we said, have been largely in name only.
The key element, and this is also the key element that was identified in the Configure Working Group, was that there was a bi-directional flow of information between the public sector and the private sector. So for one of the first times, rather than the federal law enforcement representatives absorbing information but feeding nothing back, there was really a two-way discussion. And that's the key to this, because it's the use of that of the feedback that lets us know in the private sector that we're actually headed in the right direction. We need to know the results, if you like, of information that's provided. To know, for example, that if we provide, for example, IP addresses and perhaps some network locations, the results of whatever occurs in the law enforcement activity in looking at those addresses gets fed back to us, which allows us to then to follow trails that go elsewhere and ultimately identify who's behind it.
We're just about out of time, but I want to get, because before we started, you were talking about the FBI. Really, this is a pretty significant change for FBI, for law enforcement, in terms of how they deal with cybersecurity.
I believe it's a unique change. We work with a number of law enforcement groups, obviously around the country and around the world, and the FBI have, I would call them, poster children for the way that law enforcement and the federal sector should be working. They really were open about what was going on. They were very accepting of the information we provided and were able to give us guidance when it was done. I think that this is going to be the sort of secret sauce that allows for public-private partnerships to actually survive and to thrive.